Hi.
Hey, you back?
Yes.
Yeah, so do you want to get started now?
Yeah, sure.
All right. First question, just the usual. If I could get you to state your name and also your position.
Yes. So my name is Paul Johnson, and I am the warden and director of the Forest Research Foundation at the University of Western Australia. I'm also a professor of economic history.
Right, so just generally, what's wrong with allowing commissions as an incentive for selling financial products?
The problem with commissions as applied to the financial services industry, the whole industry, is that people go to an advisor or a bank or an insurance company expecting that organization or that individual to put the client's interest above everything else. But if the bank or the insurance company or the advisor is earning a commission, they will tend to be driven by their own self-interest, how to maximize the commission, rather than to deliver advice that is in the best interest of the client. We know this happens. Both the Royal Commission and the Productivity Commission have demonstrated that in fact, the Productivity Commission has found that in the majority of cases that they have looked at in terms of financial advice delivered to Australians, the advice was not necessarily in the client's best interest. It was biased advice. And in at least 10% of cases, the clients were significantly disadvantaged by the advice they were given. So they were paying to be, in a sense, to be dudded by the financial advisors. That's outrageous. And it's driven by the commission-based selling of products.
And this is banks handing out commissions to, say, mortgage brokers and people like that.
It's banks handing out commissions to mortgage brokers. It's insurance companies handing out commissions. It's financial advisors earning commissions from the variety of companies and providers that offer a whole range of financial products. Commission-based selling is so deeply embedded in the financial services sector. I would describe it as being like an addiction. The sector is addicted to commission-based selling. And I should say that there are no surprises, really should be no surprises for anyone, that commission-based selling leads to mis-selling. Because back in 1826, almost 200 years ago, one of the first books written about the financial services sector and the selling of products to consumers, it was a book about life insurance, clearly identified this problem. It said that the people who were receiving commissions to sell life insurance policies were essentially receiving a bribe. That was the language used in 1826. I think that language is equally applicable to Australia today in 2018.
So, if commissions are the problem, will banning commissions in the industry work?
I think the first step to clean up the financial services industry is to say there should be no commission payments for the sale of any consumer financial product, whether it be a mortgage, whether it be a loan, whether it be a life insurance policy, whether it be general financial advice. It's fine for people to pay for advice, but that advice should be paid for upfront so that people know what they're paying for and know what they are getting. Most people would be outraged to know that the life insurance broker who sells them life insurance or indeed some other policy is earning hundreds, maybe thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars over the life of that product. And the consumer is almost entirely unaware of this. And they wouldn't be prepared to pay that much in the main. For the service they get. Absolutely fine to pay money for a good service, but you need to know what the service is, and then you can know what the price is, and then you compare between the different providers.
So, what sort of system should replace commission-based sales in Australian banks?
If you think about the way in which we buy most products, most services, there is a price for the service, and the salary of the person both providing and administering that service is rolled into the price of the product by the provider. That's what we would expect if we're buying services from a lawyer or from a doctor or from a supermarket. You don't go to a supermarket and then they say, oh, by the way, we're going to charge you an extra commission because of the person who's been serving you. So we need to move away from commissions, and we should have fees that are based on the service that is being delivered, and they should be transparent. That would go to the heart of the financial services sector. As I have said, the financial services sector is addicted to commission-based selling. It's as heavily addicted as any drug addict is addicted to crack cocaine. And it will not be able to wean itself off this addiction. It will require legislation and strong enforcement to do that. But it's perfectly possible to do it. After all, we have a very large number of enormously highly paid people in the financial services sector, and it's not beyond their wit to devise alternative ways of selling and maintaining financial products. But it requires strong government action to force them to do that.
Yeah, well, I was also going to ask, what role do regulators and the government play in such a transition?
As the Royal Commission has clearly demonstrated, regulators have taken a very light touch approach to the regulation of the financial services sector and a light touch approach to any inappropriate action that's been taken by financial services providers. That can change, but I think we have to recognize that regulation, and particularly the reliance on self-regulation, isn't going to work in this circumstance. In exactly the same way that saying to a drug addict, we're going to trust you to wean yourself off this addiction, typically doesn't work. It requires an awful lot of external input and support. So we can't expect the financial services sector to change itself. One reason we can't expect that is that, as was said in the Royal Commission, but as was noted 200 years ago in this first book on life insurance, many people who are paying commissions say, well, of course, we would be prepared to stop doing this if everyone else did, but if we are the first people who stop doing it, we'll lose business. That's what the companies have said to the Royal Commission, because they know that the sales force is motivated by earning the commission as much as they are, in some cases, motivated more by the commission than they are by providing any useful, sensible advice.
Well, I want to go back to the commission. How will moving away from commission-based sales exactly help customers?
I think moving away from commission-based sales will help customers by forcing the providers to be clear, explicit, and transparent about what they are charging. Commission-based selling is largely invisible. The nature of the commission is largely invisible, is not known, not understood by the client. So moving to upfront fees, and it has to be said, there are some financial advisors and some financial advice companies and some industry superannuation funds that have adopted a purely fee-based financial advice system. So the client says, what will it cost me for advice? And they are told it will cost you this much for advice. Do you want to purchase that advice or not? That's a transparent way of doing things. This would lead inevitably to a much smaller financial services sector or a much smaller financial advice sector, because the reality is a lot of the advice is not very good. Some of it is excellent, but a lot of it is not very good. And a lot of it is very, very formulaic. So clients have been paying very large sums of money for something that is a very, very standard bit of advice. And that increasingly can be provided through a sort of robo-advice system where the client puts their particular personal circumstances into the database, and the database will produce very, very quickly a set of fairly standardized financial advice. But let's be honest, much of the advice provided by the human financial advisors is very standardized. They are using algorithms that are provided by their employers, and there's no particular reason why you need them as an intermediary now.
Well, Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.